Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's all Monday Roundup. This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
It is September 30th, ladies and gentlemen, and this week, October starts. It does not feel like October, does it? It feels like it should be a little cooler than this.
It's September.
I know, but we're almost there, and it's like going to be 80 degrees tomorrow. Something feels a little wrong with that. Anyway, this is the Monday Roundup. I'm just sort of, priming the pump for the week ahead. This is what happened over the weekend. The most important of
according
the non-headline stories.
This isn't all that happened.
This isn't everything
but
that happened.
But it's the fun stuff.
But it's the stuff that you may off your radar a little bit, but I think that you should know about. Number one is that M&M's are making a brand new flavor.
And that's the candy?
M&M's, yeah. Okay. The candy, Mars. They are making a brand new flavor of M&M's, the first flavor, a permanent flavor. I gotta stipulate here. They
Until
come out
it
with a lot
sell.
Of seasonal flavors, but they have 10 permanent flavors.
When you say flavor, you're talking about something other than chocolate?
Yes. And when I say the flavors, you're going to go, oh yeah, that's okay. What that is. So the main ones are, of course, peanut.
Yuck.
And plain.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, I don't like peanut.
Peanut's my favorite.
No. Plain M&M's are delightful, but never prioritized.
So you never pick them.
No.
But when they're there,
you're like, these are delicious.
I have a handful of M&M's. Why not? Mm-hmm. Peanut is number two, and then peanut butter.
Duh.
Peanut butter is fantastic.
It's the best. We I think, where did we do, you were on the show when we did the M&M poll, weren't you? Or that was before you?
No, I was, we've had this discussion.
I'm pretty sure it was before you. I think Tony Colombo was on the show when we did that.
Yeah, but I think I was also on the show. It was while me and Tony crossed.
Okay, yeah, like ships in the night.
Yeah.
We did this and it was like, it became a thing. People who've been listening for a really long time would comment, would know this, but people would come to us in, like, we'd go to Hardee's for Rise and Shine, and they'd be like, peanut M&M's, mm-hmm. And we'd be like, peanut butter.
It's like donuts and bagels now.
Yes.
We have that discussion with multiple people.
Maybe it's a Friday poll.
I'm not opposed to that.
I'm down for it.
Yeah, me too.
Because Ryan and I, as usual, are in lockstep agreement. I can't even say it out loud.
Yeah, this
I can't
never
even,
happens.
We're agreeing, and I was like, I can't give words.
Ryan
peanut
and I
butter.
Agree.
Yeah.
It's because of
I'm
peanut butter
M&M's. Do I have a rash right here? Is this a bit blotchy?
But since I wanted to get through the big three, plain, peanut, and peanut butter are the big three. The new one, peanut butter and jelly. People are saying that the peanut butter is good, but the jelly doesn't quite pop enough. I haven't tried them myself yet.
Are they out?
Apparently they're kind of making their way around the country now.
That would have really made the segment.
It would have, but I haven't been able to find any yet. The other flavors that you will commonly see, almond, caramel's fantastic.
Almond is good. Caramel is good.
Yeah.
Pretzel.
I like them.
Well, they used to make crispy M&M's.
Yeah.
I liked those.
Those are gone.
Those were my favorite when they were out.
Yeah.
And that was in like high school. In high school, in like the early 2000s. I graduated in 02, and I just remember, like, that would be lunch for me sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
A package of crispy M&Ms from the vending machine.
I didn't dislike crispy M&Ms, but it was the same. Like, I'm in a bowl, I'll eat some. I'm never going to pick them, though.
Pretzel's good.
What about dark chocolate?
I wouldn't mind it. I don't know if I've ever had them.
I don't know that I've had them.
I don't think I've had them on purpose. It just doesn't sound good to me. Crunchy cookie.
I've had those. Those are good.
Fudge brownie.
Had that, too.
And the last one they released before this new one was caramel cold brew.
I have had that.
I haven't had
that
any,
one's
that
actually
one
pretty good if you like coffee.
They said they were reaching out to Gen Z with caramel cold brew.
I like how it's outreach.
Yeah. it's a mission statement.
What do the kids these days want? Candy. They want, like, candy. Yeah. They want more affordable candy. Vote for Donald Trump.
There we go. So there you go. That's the new flavor. Should be hitting shelves soon. Let us know. The minute you try them, log on to the YouTube page and let us know what you think, because I want to know. The next one is a man tried to cremate his dog out in Colorado and has started a massive, massive wildfire. 7,200 acres have burned so far, and they have traced this back to a guy named Brent Scott Garber, 63 years old, on September 5th. He went out to a rural area. It doesn't say whether it's his property or not. It was just some property. He tried to cremate his dog, and when he was done, he was sad, and he threw the spray can into the fire. And it shot out and lit a tree on fire.
Oh, no.
No.
And started this massive wildfire. The problem is he seems to have known that he did it and then didn't do anything about it, because it got out of control. And then they found him and said, this looks like it started right by you. And he's like, yeah, I think I did it.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it terrible? No motivation as to why he wouldn't have said anything. I mean, we don't know if there was.
He was scared.
He was probably scared. He also did say that he was mad at the government because they told him, the local government told him, he had to do something about his dog because it had bitten another dog.
Oh, no.
So he went
out. I can't take any more of the story.
It's tough, isn't it? I just want to read.
So did he have to put the dog down?
So he did have to put the dog down, and he went out and was cremating it, which is what started the fire. They traced this back to this little, it's not quite a cave, but it was like a little bit of an overhanging of a rock where he was doing it. And they found a sign that said October 2017 to July 2024, Rocket Dog, rest in peace, buddy.
Oh, no.
Glued, isn't that sad?
Oh, man.
Glued right nearby. And that was where the fire had started, was right there.
That's,
Have you ever had to put a pet down?
Yeah.
Have you? I have to.
Not myself.
I've had to twice. Man.
Although I grew up on a farm where pets were put down by their owner. That's the way that you do it. Mm-hmm. And it's terribly sad.
Yeah, it's terrible. Let's see here. Here's a strange one to end on, but a customer called Delta and realized on the wait that the person who had answered the phone was his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, no.
He calls Delta.
So he calls Delta. He's trying to just get some flight change or something like that. And he did the thing where it says, if you want Delta to call you back, press 1. You press 1, you wait. So the call back was from Delta, but it was his ex-girlfriend. And they realized it pretty quick. And the guy said the issue was unspecified, but the other voice was very familiar. They started talking. She confirmed some details about me and my trip, and then in a sarcastic voice said, wow, first class with the wife and baby, huh? Pretty fancy.
Oh, no.
And he goes, yeah, so they didn't really catch up a whole lot because she sounded a little bitter, maybe a little jealous, not sure. So the issue remains unresolved.
I think the issue is resolved. Yeah. I think that the resolution seems like it worked out well for him.
Yeah, like he's doing okay. She may not be
okay. When you see you've got to call someone back, they have to know the name of the person
know.
On the account.
Maybe.
You always confirm details. Every time I've called Southwest, I always have to confirm details, but you can do the have them call you back thing. You've put in information at that point.
Yeah, but is the caller on the other end looking to see the name ahead of time? Or are they just hitting next? You know, and that brings it up. But you're not looking ahead to see who's going to be on the phone.
If I was, unless you like are on good terms or whatever. I'm seeing my ex's name and going, I'm gonna pass on that one.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would think.
Sit and wait for another minute. Somebody else gets it.
Oh, man. Stick around in the next hour at 1:45. We're going to work on connecting with Steve Moore on the economy. We're going to talk about the port strike that might be happening and what that's going to do to the economy. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like
bathroom?
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.